guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Return with us now to those thrilling days, Wrong Radio Show. We're dealing with the Paracast with Gene and Chris, and Don Ecker has been telling us about Philip Imbrogno, how he knew him, and about ultimately how things came falling apart. The book is Night Siege, co-authored also with Dr. J. Allen Hynek. We have this large craft seen over the Indian Point nuclear power plant in New York State.
But wait, there's more. There's so much more. When we first heard about this, now one of the things that I'm very good at doing, I wanted to get this from the horse's mouth. So I immediately jumped on the telephone, tracked down Imbrogno, called him up. We discussed this, and he had some rather amazing things to tell me about this case. Now, we ended up doing a very big spread in UFO Magazine about this, which Imbrogno contributed to. Some of the things that came out was when this unknown object flew over the Indian Point nuclear power plant, it hovered above the only, at that time, working reactor. And if my memory serves me, it was reactor number 3. Now, when it did this, also, according to Imbrogno at that time, inexplicably, the security system of the power plant failed. And according to Imbrogno and one of his contacts, who was, as he described him then, one of the security people, these guys at the power plant became so concerned that they called up a nearby Air National Guard airfield and requested an armed helicopter to come over and shoot this thing down. Now,
let me ask you a fast question before you go on, Don. Is Phil Imbrogno the one and only source of all this information?
Oh, no. We called up. We talked to officials. And,
okay.
I mean, you know, we vetted this story.
I understand. I think we wanted to clarify that for our listeners.
Right. And I might add that the officials that we talked to at the time denied a lot of this information, which we also included in the story. That, you know, they said that this didn't happen or this did happen. But we did talk to a lot of people. So Phil later told me one thing that stuck with me. Now, when he told me at the time, I got to tell you, my eyebrows raised quite a bit, but I was willing to listen. And he told me that after that happened, periodically, people at the plant claimed that they saw entities entering and leaving the reactor wall of this operating nuclear reactor.
Wow, that's news to me. I never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I, you know, I really grilled him, and I said, well, who were these people? He said, well, they're workers inside. And I said, well, Phil, I would love to talk to one of these people, either on or off the record. And unfortunately, that information was never forthcoming. Okay. Now, with that being said, so when this scandal, and there's no other way to state it, but to call it what it is, this scandal of an individual that for many years was considered one of the most stable and not to mention credentialed fellows in the UFO field, somebody that in the last couple of years started to project a much more public persona. I've interviewed him a number of times on Dark Matters Radio. Phil had a number of books that he has recently written, had published. Most recently, along with co-author Rosemary Ellen Guiley, on The Djinn. Now, The Djinn was a new facet that popped out in the last couple of years, which, instead of so many of these unknown objects that people are seeing with an interplanetary or interstellar origin, all speculation, of course, Imbrogno was floating this idea that basically heralds back to people like Jacques Vallée, John Keel, and others in the past, of an interdimensional explanation on some of these things. Now, when I first heard this and I read all the books that Imbrogno had written, you know, I got to tell you, this made sense in a number of venues for me, that very possibly some of these, in fact, might be good. Now, to get back to the scandal. So along about the very first part of May, or the very, very end of April, I also was contacted by Paracast user Lance Moody. Now, Lance is one of the noted skeptics on the board. Now, I got to tell you, and now it's been almost 25 years that I've been involved in this crazy field. Over those years, I've butted heads with many skeptics. Okay? Both on the air, on the television, and in person. People like,
I know the feeling, Don.
Dr. Jim Oberg, okay? Joe Nickel, Michael Shermer. I mean, you know, I could give you a litany of all the names of folks that at one point or another, we've had discussions over various cases and what have you. Now, Lance, I've seen Lance around the landscape for some time now on a number of different forums and venues. And one thing that I noticed, and as a matter of fact, a year or so back, and I'm sure the threads are still there, we clashed over the fact that he had described somebody as a moron. And, you know, in my paper that I just published, you know, I described the Paracast as one of the much more civil and enlightened forums where these topics are discussed, sometimes heatedly, yes.
Well, of course, Lance can sometimes go a little over the top, let's face it.
But well, boy, he does his research and he backs up his assertions, which is very refreshing.
Yes, he did. In this case, he certainly did. But he contacted me. Now, this was in the aftermath of a very recent clash with me where he came into the Dark Matters Radio Forum discussing one of my upcoming guests and a scientific journal that was being discussed in the Dark Matters Forum in very negative terms. Now, I kind of got a little hot. I became very heated about that because the show had not even aired yet. So I had one of my, I guess you could say, my periodic temper tantrums about that.
When it only happens occasionally. It's very, very gentle, very soft-spoken, gentlemen. Look out.
But anyway, and he kind of backed off. So when I was contacted about this Imbrogno business, I was very suspicious initially. And I wanted to know, well, what exact bee flew up your bonnet that caused you to suddenly take off after this fellow?
And Don, let me interrupt. I am positive that Lance had this flash of intuition, a psychic moment that he will totally deny. He will totally deny this, but he vibed in.
Yes, he did. But we have another vibe. Right. I have a psychic impression right now that there are several companies out there who have announcements to send to you, to give to you on the Paracast. We're talking with Don Eckert, forum moderator for the Paracast forums and also host of the Dark Matters radio show. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg with Don Ecker. And we're talking about the tragedy the scandal of Phil Imbrogno, how one of our regular posters in the forums, one of our regular listeners, a skeptic named Lance Moody, had this inspiration, this psychic impression to explore what's going on. Chris and Don, continue.
Well, Lance basically ended up sending me the documentation he received from MIT. Now, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is considered and is one of the premier learning institutions today in the United States of America. It is a prestigious school, and Phil had been very recently touting the fact that he had received a PhD from MIT. And as a matter of fact, in the web presence that he and Rosemary Ellen Guiley had set up promoting their newest book, The Vengeful Djinn, had that up there in very prominent letters. But the problem was, according to MIT, they had absolutely no record of this. Then what makes the Paracast one of the most unique web presences is we have an extremely enlightened and very astute body of people that use it. Very good thinkers. I mean, there are some very impressive users on that forum. And a number of them began researching other academic institutions that Imbrogno had claimed having a legacy from. And nothing, and I mean nothing, was turning up. Now, this caused me to think, because now I was on the trail. Okay, I felt bad that I initially had all the suspicions that I did concerning Lance. And on my radio program, Phil had on several occasions touted his military background in the United States Army's elite special forces.
And I think it's important you mentioned, Don, how important one's military credentials and one's service is. Especially if you're a soldier. You've given yourself to God and country. You've served. You've suffered. And this is a very important, very distinctive sort of service that people should be honored if they serve. But sometimes things are not what they seem.
Well, this phenomenon of what today is known as stolen valor is really unusual for a number of reasons. Now, Gene, you and Chris are both old enough to remember what it was like during the years of the war in Vietnam. Now, I entered the Army in 1969 and ended up spending, including time after I was wounded, 26 months in Southeast Asia, both active duty as well as when I was in the hospital. And when I returned, things in the United States back in those days were extraordinarily and virulently anti-military. Returning vets from, it didn't matter what you were in, the Air Force, the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, were routinely reviled by many in the public. And there was a lot of anti-military propaganda being promoted, especially in the universities and on TV. So for years, I mean, most vets from that particular war basically just clammed up. They refused to acknowledge that they were there. They refused to discuss it with anybody because so many had been treated so vilely. And that all began to change in the early 80s with the construction of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. And then suddenly, okay, this new phenomena spouted up of these imaginary combat vets sporting, you know, medals and green berets, and they were Navy SEALs, or they were this, or they were that, long-range recon. And when you started to check some of these guys, it all turned out to be poppycock. I mean, there were literally even people running around wearing the Medal of Honor, which is the highest military award that can be bestowed by a grateful nation on any vet. And the fact is that probably 98% of all people ever recommended for the Medal of Honor are dead, okay, because they didn't survive whatever operation they were on and did whatever it was that they did that caused them to be recommended for it. So the Green Beret thing started playing on me, and I wondered about that. And then I saw a video up on YouTube that one of the Paracast listeners had posted of a documentary that Imbrogno was a part of, where they were examining some of these stone caverns back in New York, some very mysterious things that nobody really knows who built them or how old they are or anything else. But part of the interview then was conducted inside Imbrogno's home office or den, and sitting right off to the rear of Phil was the what appeared to be a human skull with a green beret on it. And when I saw that, I said, okay, boy, now I'm getting to work. I'm going to put my cop hat back on, and I'm going to do some investigation.
Yeah, that's kind of tacky, don't you think, Don?
Yeah. You know, this is a family-friendly radio program, so I can't really express all my feelings and emotions about that. But I contacted some people I know in the special warfare community. And one of these fellows is a retired 26-year Army vet who retired as a major in the Special Forces Airborne. This guy, and I mean he gave me, and the fellow that put me in touch with him initially is a retired colonel aviator, okay, who knows this fellow. As a matter of fact, they had worked together. So, you know, I talked to this fellow, told him about my background, and we hit it off. And I said, look, there's a guy here that I basically want to check his bona fides. He is claiming to have been a Special Forces trooper that was involved in cross-the-fence missions in Southeast Asia. Now, what I refer to as cross-the-fence means that they were conducting clandestine operations in places like North Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. And specifically, Cambodia was mentioned by Imbrogno. Now, during that period of time, during the war, there was an organization, very black, very, very top secret at the time, called MACVSOG.
I'll tell you what, this is the cliffhanger. Okay, we'll explain more of how this was structured with Don Ecker. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaways. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're hanging on every word from Don Ecker. He's longtime UFO investigative journalist, host of Dark Matters radio show, forum moderator for the Paracast forums at forum.paracast.com. I'm Gene Steinberg. I'm the Paracast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. We're exploring the Phil Imbrogno scandal, his claim of being in the military, very distinguished claim of being a distinguished officer, all this other stuff going on, and more of what Don learned.
So Mac V. SOG was the organization. They had three areas that they were conducting clandestine operations in. And they would go into these, and incidentally, they had an extraordinarily high casualty rate. God alone and the Army only know how many bodies are still over there in Southeast Asia on these clandestine operations where these men were killed. And
it's a fast question to ask you here.
Recovered.
When you're on one of these missions and you're lost in action, what do they tell the families?
That they would have died in South Vietnam.
They won't say what they were doing or anything.
Oh, of course not. No, okay. Body was unrecoverable. Now, since he claimed service in Cambodia, he would have been a part of MACV SOG CCS, or Command and Control South. They had CCN, CCC, and CCS, Command and Control North, Central, and South. And the guys, the survivors of these groups, are very tight-knit. They all know each other, okay? These people that claim that service, really, it doesn't take long to root them out if they're a phony. So I contacted this fellow, and he put the word out through the Special Forces Association. Now, my contact lives in Texas. The Special Forces Association, he called back near Fort Bragg, where SF, you know, is, and it went out worldwide. Well, the bottom line was nobody had a clue who Philip J. Imbrogno was. So he got back to me, and I had, of course, already started to write up my paper, and that was basically the accumulation of it. That was the end. The guy, in fact, was a phony. And it's probably, I might add now, guys, it's probably a good thing that it happened today and not 15 or 20 years ago. Because today, you know, most of those vets are in their mid to late 60s or 70s, okay? I have known some of these guys, and 15 or 20 years ago, they might have decided to take a road trip back to Connecticut to look Phil up personally, but not so much anymore. So basically, that did it for me. I mean, academic fraud is certainly one thing. But when you're stealing valor from people, and hey, it's not like today we're not involved in a number of conflicts around the globe, and perhaps even here within the United States, there's only a thin line between some of those murderous terrorists that are out there and the American civilian public. And it's the armed forces and law enforcement that basically is standing firm against that. And there have been a lot of people in the last 10 years that have died in service, in combat, and what have you. And for somebody to claim those honors, which basically was nothing more than a self-aggrandizing thing on his part to make his presentation, I guess, that much more desirable, that just, in my book, it gets no lower than that.
Worse, Don, it takes all the work he's done and throws it into question. You fake your military credentials. You fake your educational credentials. Is there any truth to anything he says?
Well, that's it. And I've got to tell you, I have started to go back and go through a lot of things that we have in our archives that came from Imbrogno. Now, I'm going to give you a scoop, okay? Because I had a telephone call from one of the people that was instrumental in helping to get this story out. And there may be yet another shoe that is going to drop.
Oh, boy.
And that involves, at this point, some allegations of massive plagiarism that very likely may, in fact, have been conducted. All I can tell you at this point is that this is being investigated very, very carefully. I just got the information. I am also looking into it. And quite frankly, at this point, all I can say is, boy, am I going to be glad when this thing is finally laid to rest.
Yeah. Now, we'll have a lot of that information over at the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com in the days to come. And hopefully that will be the end of it. It won't just raise other hornets in the nest.
But you never know.
Sure. Now, the other question I would have is that, if we've got people like Imbrogno rolling around, and I want to have you discuss that email, that post in a message board in a moment, how many other secret fakers do we have out there who also talk about phony credentials, phony experience, phony evidence?
Well, that's one thing about that's one thing about this field, Gene and Chris, and you guys both know this as well as I do, that you never cease to be amazed at what peccadillo is going to pop out next. You know what I'm saying? Over the years, you know, back in the early days of UFO Magazine, when I was the director of research, I did not go out looking, okay, to expose people. That was not and never was my intent. But I felt then, and still, I mean, if I'm being honest, I still feel this way today, that nobody especially in areas that we would love to have become involved in mainstream science, no one would ever dare to publicly affiliate themselves with this field until these people are, in fact, cleaned out. And that will, I'm sorry to say this, I don't think that will ever happen. And my reason for saying that is quite simple. Anybody, any Tom, Dick, Harry, or Jane can hang up a sign and have and call themselves an investigator or a hypnotherapist or God knows what else. And anybody can go out, find a media spotlight, and spout nonsense. And it happens on a daily basis. Not to necessarily name names and point.
Oh, come on, Don. Go ahead. Go ahead. Name some names.
A perfect case in point would be Dr. Stephen Greer. And a number of times he's held press conferences back. And his inability to vet people that he is passing off as experts, hoping to get things like congressional inquiries. And when you start to look at some of these people and examine, I mean, hell, it's common sense. You know, if I had a group of people that I was touting as being former experts, as jet pilots, as scientists, physicists, somebody that worked in a secret area of the government that now years later is going forward, okay, with information that alleges that, for example, there's contact by the U.S. government with extraterrestrial entities. I am going to vet these people to the nth degree.
But, of course, he doesn't, and that's another bugaboo we've had with people like Stephen Bassett and of course, Greer and all these other people. We have Don Ecker on the show. He vets everyone, even us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
It's vetting time on the Paracast. Don Ecker's our guest. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. So, obviously, we have situations like a Stephen Greer, and, of course, Steve Bassett. They put people on the stage. They put good people on the stage. They put people who are questionable on the stage. They don't care.
Well, I have a very good friend out here who, back in the 1960s, was in the U.S. Air Force as an electronic technician. At one point, we were collaborating. You know, for years, I've been off and on working on lunar phenomenon, Gene, Chris. You guys are both aware of that. I have, through the years, uncovered some absolutely amazing photographic evidence from, of all places, early NASA lunar missions.
You know, Don, I really want to go into this because one of the personal crusades I've begun is to work with people who have petitions to send to the authorities to kind of restore the space program. I want to go into this, but I want to go back to one more thing, maybe the coda of the Phil Imbrogno story. There is a posting he allegedly put on a certain message board that will go unnamed. Now, even before that, he sent an email to some people who put on a online podcast where he says the MIT degree was sealed. You know, it's kind of like a juvenile. You know, a juvenile is convicted of a petty crime. So the authorities say, okay, let's give this person a chance to become an adult, get themselves together. They sealed the record. But we have Phil Imbrogno claiming his record was sealed in that one letter.
Sounds
and then
like,
we have,
like Bob Lazar.
Yeah, Bob Lazar has sealed all the records of his presence.
Yeah, he claimed he was at MIT, too, if I remember.
Yeah, what is it about MIT? I wonder also, can MIT have legal action, institute legal action against people who go about claiming this affiliation? But okay, so we have that letter of a sealed degree, and then we have this thing that was posted in that message board. Would you discuss it for us, Don?
Yeah. You see, when I was conducting my research into Imbrogno, I didn't do it behind his back, okay? I sent him a very short but concise note to his email. I know he got it. It never bounced back. And I basically said to him, look, I'm vetting these special forces claims that you've made, And, you know, in light of all the other problems you're having with your academic credentials, now is your opportunity before, you know, I publish this to contact me and basically give me any mitigating circumstances or anything else. Well, he never did. He never bothered to contact me in any manner or form. This other area that you're talking about, this other board, somebody had sent me the link to that, and I was wading through these messages, and there were quite a few up there discussing this thing. And this other radio program basically had been in touch with Imbrogno. He had been in touch with them.
And isn't it strange how he never contacted us? Didn't contact me, didn't contact Chris? Nothing. Knowing that this is happening, this is blowing up around him.
He didn't even contact Rosemary. I mean, his co-author on a book that's supposed to be coming out in October. I mean, this is really tawdry. It's very I'm disgusted by this whole thing. It's like, how, you know, the hubris. Give me a word here. I'm baffled that.
Well, we have seven words.
He could get away with this for so long.
Well, yeah, this you know, and hey, look, you guys are upset. How do you think I felt? And you know, I had also always been very complimentary toward, you know, the work that I thought he was conducting. I mean, this is something that, and you know, if you get right down to it, hey, look, I've been over backwards to try to give him an opportunity to explain anything he wanted to explain or anything else about this, and he didn't take advantage of that. So the day, it was either the day that my article was published up on the Paracast, or the very next day, up on this website. And incidentally, there is a link in the Dark Matters Forum on the Paracast in this message thread where you can go and read it. And a couple of people have even copied and pasted it. Okay. But here this message popped up that stated that, this is Phil, you know who. And I wanted to respond to all of this before my internet is shut down. And basically, he goes on to say that, in essence, you know, you people, I conducted all this business about MIT and everything because I knew you people, for the most part, are too stupid to do anything except sit around. You want to read stuff and be scared. So, hey, I gave you stuff to sit around and read and be scared over. And it basically was his thumbing his nose at the public, all the people that purchased his books, that held him in high esteem, high regard as a legitimate researcher. But then I must stress that if this in fact was Imbrogno, and I kind of think it may be, I'm leaning toward the possibility that it in fact was him. I heard his voice very clearly in parts of this.
Is it possible somebody really smart about the voices of one's writing faked this?
Anything is possible, Gene. Sure, anything is possible. But he directed part of this to me, or at least to Don. This is what he said. One last thing, Don. You are a great guy if you want my military record, DD-214. It will show I was a medic in the Air Force and did a tour in Indochina. It might show I was attached to the Army for a while, but I don't know when and where. It was all pretty disorganized. I was part of a specialty-trained group of medics, much more than a corpsman, more than a nurse, but less than a doctor. I was primarily stationed in Thailand, but was attached to a number of Army units over the tour. I believe I was in every country in the area. And then he says something that is very bizarre. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I think this, in fact, may have been him was because somebody else that knew him very well told me that he had relayed this story to them, okay, is that at one point I was punished in Article 15 and had to run the venereal disease clinic for a week.
Appropriate.
Now when I read that and I thought, well, if this is in fact from him, okay, then I would have to guess that the pressure got to him and he had to be in his third or fourth bottle of Merlot when he was writing this thing. Because
the typos and the misspellings were a little,
were a little pointed, a little rough. And it was a real rambling diatribe. So, you know, hey, who knows?
Maybe, as you say, just frustration. But you say those particular ideas and information about his military background, that's what rings true. It seems to be his voice.
Well, the fact that I think it's possible that it was actually him that did it. Yeah. Now, you know, he had my telephone number and he has my email address, and you know, I'll just be I'll be very upfront with what I think has happened now. He got caught. He's embarrassed. Not only embarrassed, he's shamed, should be, rightfully so. And he's basically running away and hiding now. And I seriously doubt that we're going to hear anything from him anytime soon. I could be wrong, but that would be my guess at this point.
Sometimes people unfortunately resurface after being exposed a few years later. We have Don Ecker joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.